And I did say we're going to be in conversation right now with a gentleman who's about to change the story for five lucky students in Africa. And they're making a journey to Antarctica. And I don't know about you. I'm just like, my goodness, I've never even imagined a trip to there. I don't even know what to expect is happening there. In actual fact, some fun facts about Antarctica is that it is actually regarded as the world's largest desert. Who would have thought? It's actually marked as the world's largest desert. There are no native people in Antarctica, and it is the coldest, windiest, and most remote continent on Earth. I know for a lot of us, we might want to add Cape Town there as possibly one of the windiest, but sadly, it isn't taking the crown on this one. Antarctica is definitely taking it. And fun fact, because I really thought this was the case, there are actually no polar bears in Antarctica. I would have expected that that's where they all are. But something that is there is that there are about 5 million penguins that can be found if you find yourself there. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. Okay, this sounds like it's quite the treat to be able to experience. Again, Cape Town thinking they might be topping the list. It seems like Antarctica is where it's supposed to be. Well, and I guess that's why Riyadh is, through students in Antarctica, rather, bringing five students all across Africa in various schools of young age that would have never imagined that a year would be concluding with them, not just only traveling out of the country, but more especially traveling towards Antarctica to experience something that is an absolute life-changing, once-in-a-lifetime experience. And Riyadh joins us on the line to tell us more about that. Riyadh, welcome to Drive 3 to 6. It's great to chat to you.
Yeah, lovely. Thanks, Khosi. That introduction of yours, I think you had something spot on, that you're going to also be able to create a... you've helped many people in your introduction dodge very dramatic, embarrassing social encounters when people ask them how many polar bears they've seen in Antarctica, because that is the joke that all of the students have every single year. They go back to their schools and then they do a lecture asking people, you know, how many polar bears are in Antarctica, and 99% of the people think they are. So it actually seems like just a mundane fact. Of course, it's amazing. We all think polar bears come from Antarctica.
We absolutely all think so. I'm wondering where it is that we all learned this, and we need to go fix that from the get-go and make sure that we don't fall for that same trap. But Riyadh, let's talk about students in Antarctica. This is something that's been running for a number of years. But for someone who's hearing it for the very first time and wondering, my goodness, where does this all come from? Why is this actually even a thing? Maybe give us some background as to why you've set your heart and mind onto saying, hey, I want to be able to bring some students from their homes and bring them to another part of the world to be home for them for a few days.
In brief, I'm a professional explorer. I have done many world first and world only journeys. I've circumnavigated Africa on a bicycle, the entire continent. I've circumnavigated Madagascar, also just alone and unaided, but on a kayak. I've done the same around Iceland, where people know up north, near where Santa Claus lives. And then I've also rode across many oceans. So my world and my career is about exploration. And many a times I've been able to come back and share with young people. I've been able to meet of the most famous people on the planet because of my career and the doors that has opened for me. Of course, it has always been my dream. The morning I met with Mr. Mandela, he repeated over and over to me that what I'm doing will inspire the youth of the continent. Only since 3-4 years ago, my children's books have been doing so well, based on my adult books, that I've seen the prophecy of what Mr. Mandela had said to me actually being the truth. It is really, really me waking up and getting that slap on the head and saying, come on, man, you can do this for young people. Mm-hmm. Have I included my mindset? Now, I'm a difficult character at the best of times, Horsey. So my exploration character and personality that doesn't accept giving up. I'm challenging these students that we take, and now we're taking them from across the continent, from exotic places on the African continent, but we're asking them to talk to us about the reality of what environmental destruction on the planet is really about. And that has been the inspiration. It happened during COVID. And in closing, to tell you where the inspiration happened, my wife says it was born out of my stubbornness. They had closed our Cape Town airport like every airport in the world, but only one flight took off that year. And it was the flight going to Antarctica with me and the five students on.
Wow. Wow. My goodness. I'm almost imagining the glee and the joy as they journey away, like you're rightfully saying, from these warmer conditions and the quote-unquote tropical conditions that we experience in Africa to this part of the world that they've never even imagined even being in. And I do understand that while they're there, they're going to be doing some experiments with some scientists in the ice and the snow. It feels like a full-on exploration to what feels like a whole new world. What else can be expected that the students will do once they're there?
Yeah, just to frame it a little bit, Jose, we do expect from these students to articulate their message around the environment. We're tired of the toy-toying outside 10 Downing Street, tying yourself to a staircase in front of the parliament, blah, blah, blah. That is the message that we strongly advocate from students in Antarctica, is that we're looking for the geniuses that can articulate a fresh message. Your listeners, they hear the story about saving the planet over and over and over, but their greatest concern is to look after their families. We understand many of these students who've arrived actually and are all in Cape Town today are coming from sometimes very, very diverse and very, very...
Hello, Rion. Are you still there?
I'm in Antarctica. That wants for us to mold their thinking.
Yes.
That's one thing. But you are right. We have activities. And those activities, we're not expecting them to be the next Bunsen burner holding Einstein. We're not. We're expecting them to do water testing, to be impressed, be flabbergasted, ask questions. But when they get to sit down with Mike Markovina, with Justin Truter, who is the lead environmental lawyer at Werksmans Attorneys, when they get to sit with these guys, they would have never in their life would have had the opportunity to pick these people's brains and to say, listen, what are we doing really to save the environment? Justin headed the Green Scorpions. Can you imagine? This guy's traveling with us tomorrow, sure, and he's lecturing daily. These students are getting... We only use Antarctica as the rock star backdrop. Jose, so they have many lectures. We have a very busy schedule for them. They also get to sightsee. So don't think we are slave drivers to the to the hilt. But Jose, we listen, these students also get to see places that people pay a lot of money to see.
Yeah.
And beautiful sites, places I've been to. And just in closing, we also have a very, very impressive organization called SAMBER. The organization is based in Durban, that is leading the charge on the West Indian conservation programs around the world. And they have a person that's also joining us and also lecturing the students. But to answer your question in short, we keep them busy, definitely.
It sounds like it's going to be a whole treat for them, and they will be coming back needing a holiday from what seemed like a holiday when they left, but an exploration when they got there. And I'm talking about five learners all across Africa. Alessandro Bariberi from Simon Sound High School in South Africa, Isaac Bayel from Tamale Senior High School in Ghana, Lachelle Besetta, I hope I'm saying it right, from Kura Hillcrest High School in South Africa, Mukondi Sunugo from Eitzig High School here in South Africa, and Prisha Cheda from Aga Khan Mzizi, my school in Tanzania. But Rihanna, you've done this. This is the fourth time you'll be taking some students there. Paint the picture for us that we can just have a better picture of what it looks like in Antarctica, the experience there, and kind of the stories from the students when they come back, having it done the testing, having it experienced the lectures, and having it been exposed to really on the ground feel of what we always talk about in the environment. What's that experience like?
No, an absolute privilege to actually answer that question, because it really is a privilege. I mean, I've been many times. I've been, I don't know, 25 times I've been to Antarctica. I've gone to these places. I've visited them. And every time I'm left in awe and left in the frame that you've captured it in, that it is a special place. I want to tell you what happens usually for these students. Usually we have very talkative students that are, you know, leaders in their school. They're not short of a comment or two, but as we get closer to that plane landing, Jose, these students become quieter. I know my camera guys usually look at me and say, hey man, I'm not getting these sound bites out of the students. You know, we just want to hear how they're feeling. You really are, you struck with silence. And I can remember that being the feeling for me the first time. But we land on about a 600 meter solid block of ice. Now, remember, Antarctica is an average 2.2 kilometers thick block of ice. 2.2, can you imagine? That's why, obviously, the whole continent is actually concave below sea level. We have these students climb off. We watch them as they just take it all in. It is surreal. There is only white. Remember, we don't do the cruise ship trip to the peninsula where the penguins are waiting to wave at us and the other tourists are alongside us. We are going what is called deep field. So these students then get a chance. We land. We take them then for a little bit of a walk around, show them the base, show them a few interesting things like the underground fridge, which you can understand is just absolute solid ice. We get to show them the lay of the land, safety, security, don't get lost, and then give them the rules. So day two is a day where we try and utilize for a visit to an ice wall. Imagine Game of Thrones. Imagine the vision that you had of that monster ice wall with all its crags and with its water in, trails that have been created over thousands of years standing 50 meters above your head. Sure. That's the wall we take them to, which is about 50 kilometers trip to get them there and back.
Wow.
Across the solid ice. And then we take them to another place, which we call the tunnels. Rivers flow underneath Antarctica's ice pack. So that 3-kilometer ice pack has got rivers that flow inside it on them, on the land, and then spurt out near the edge of Antarctica where we are. Now, those tunnels you can actually walk in. The roofs are 20 meters high. The walls are 3 meters wide with the most beautiful blue that you have ever seen. Ultima, the company that actually flies us down there, Ultima Expeditions, that is one of their star attractions in showing people what Antarctica is really about, the ice tunnels. But those two experiences, I can tell you, Horsey, they take beyond just your breath away because of the cold, but because of the sheer beauty.
My goodness, it sounds like an absolute treat. And Rian, I'm excited about this. Of course, they're leaving tomorrow. They're going to be jetting off to Antarctica and, of course, starting that exploration to something that they've never imagined. Are we able to follow it and get some updates in real time, or will we have to wait until they land back to hear all the stories?
I mean, Ultima have upgraded their electronic network, or at least the internet network, where they're utilizing, of course, Elon Musk's satellite system. We really do have access. We're going to send through some short little clips. Please, if anybody wants to, they will be so fascinated on students in Antarctica on all the platforms. So if you're on TikTok, if you're on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, students in Antarctica, just Google it. You'll find us very easily. And then also, please, if people can send us suggestions, commentary, that's the greatest benefit for these students. You make them feel like rock stars when they see people interacting.
Oh, man, that's going to be fantastic. I'll definitely be keeping up with that one to get all the updates, because this is an absolutely feel-good story. Rian, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and all the best for the travel once it starts tomorrow. I've got two questions for you. It's a yes or no question, because I know I've been thinking about it. First of all, is it hot or cold? Yeah. Like, am I going to have to wear a t-shirt if I go there, or is it like freezing cold and I'm not going to show that much skin? And then secondly, have you ever considered having a bra in Antarctica?
So bras are illegal in Antarctica. That's okay. The first thing. We follow IATA rules very, very strict. It's still an absolute area of conservation. The entire Antarctica is a conservation area. So sorry, no bras. We've asked so many times, but even Rian Mansa can't break that rule. Second thing is, no, you're going to be warm. I mean, you're going to be warm inside the buildings. We make sure people can survive. But no chance. Outside, I think the warmest we get to is probably like 0 degrees.
Oh, goodness.
And if the wind isn't blowing, you could just wear a jersey.
My goodness.
But otherwise, nope. No chance.
0 degrees definitely sounds like a warm treat to me from where I'm sitting. Rian, thank you so much. All the best with the tour, and I'm sure it's going to be a remarkable time.
No, I mean, you guys have been awesome. Thanks. It was a fun chat with you.
Super stuff. Rian Mansa, explorer, taking students in Antarctica from tomorrow to go and experience a once-in-a-lifetime trip where they go and learn, explore, and learn so much more about this beautiful continent, world and globe that we live in, from a perspective of being on one part of the world that is absolutely not even touched by so many people. And also just being able to come back to school and say, all right, I understand a little bit more of this globe that we live in. They might not be able to bribe, but who knows, maybe they might pack some bride meat with them once they go there to be able to enjoy.